From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth program originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. I announced yesterday that throughout the course of this week, we are going to be looking at four biblical definites that are found in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28. And we're going to delve into that beginning today in a deeper fashion. Yesterday, I indicated with you that as it relates to God, there are many definites. His word is definite. His holiness is definite. His expectations are definite. His plan for the ages is definite. His rewards and judgments are definite. And of course, we could go on and on. But as it relates to you and I, who are a part of this human race, we realize that our life is filled with many indefinites. We have no idea what's going to happen in the next minute, in the next second in our life. And so as we turn to Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28, we see these four biblical definites that will take place because they are designed by God, and it's important for us to understand these definites and then to live accordingly. I trust you have your Bible open, and if you do, let's turn to chapter 9 of Hebrews, verses 27 and 28. And if you don't have your Bible open, well, just listen as I read these two verses and see if you can highlight, point out these four definites that are in these two verses. Hebrews 9, 27 and 28, it says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Did you see those four biblical definites? I know I mentioned them to you yesterday at the end of the broadcast, but maybe you weren't listening yesterday, and maybe you missed them, so let me highlight them. The first biblical definite is the fact that there is a definite appointment. It's the appointment of death. Then there is the definite judgment, and that judgment is the great white throne judgment. Thirdly, we see that there is the definite sacrifice, and that's the offering of Jesus Christ. He offered his life for us, that through faith in him, we might have the forgiveness of sins. And then number four, there is the definite appearing, talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ. So let's look at each one of these throughout the course of our study this week. And today, we're going to look at the first one, and that is the fact that there is the definite appointment of death. You see it there in verse 27 of Hebrews 9, where it says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die." And of course, when it talks about men there, it's basically talking about the human race. But you know, that word appointed, as we see it there in verse 27, is very, very key, very, very important, because it's a word that means to be laid up in store or to be reserved. You might want to note that. It means to lay up in store or to be reserved. The fact of the matter is, every one of us are going to die unless the rapture takes place first. And in eternity past, I want you to think about this today. In eternity past, before the universe was created, God in his sovereignty knew that he was going to create you and me. He knew when our birth date would be. For me, August the 22nd, 1952. He knew that because he planned it. Remember, God is the God who causes, allows, and directs all things. But not only did he plan the date of our birth, he also has planned the date of our death. And that is not going to change. And so that word appointed there in Hebrews 9:27 indicates that, as it means to be laid up in store or to be reserved. In other words, death is laid up in store and reserved for each and every one of us. And like I said, unless the rapture happens before we die physically, all will die. Now, why is it that death is something that's a part of the human race? Well, remember, it's all simply because of sin. And we see that as we go back into the book of Romans. For instance, in Romans 3:23, it says, all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we are all very familiar with those two verses, or at least most of us are familiar with those two verses. But in Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, we find this verse where it says, wherefore, as by one man, that would be Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We remember the biblical history of sin, don't we? God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and he said, now you can partake of all the fruit of all the trees in this garden except the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and if you eat of that, you shall surely die. Well, we know that they partook of that fruit. Eve partook first and led Adam into it. Eve was deceived, but Adam knew what he was doing, and so when he partook of that forbidden fruit, he began the constant rapid expansion of sin, as it were, throughout the human race. You see, it's a fact that sin is passed down through the human race, through the male gender, and that's what's brought out here in verse 12, when it says, wherefore, as by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. The reason why you and I are born sinners today is because of Adam's sin, and the whole concept of the reality that the sin nature is passed down from generation to generation through the male gender. Well, because of the fact that God said to Adam and Eve, if you partake of the forbidden fruit, thou shalt surely die, the reason why we die today is because of that sin that we has been imputed to us, that we have inherited, as it were, from Adam, as it's been passed down from generation to generation. And so again, verse 12 of Romans 5 says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. And the reason why we die is because of sin. Had Adam and Eve not sinned, they would still have been alive. And that would be something interesting to think about sometime. But because of their sin, we have inherited the sin nature, and because we've inherited that sin nature, we die as well. It is appointed unto everybody, to you and to me, once to die. And by the way, when it says once to die, that means that there is no such thing as reincarnation. And I know that's a study for some other time. But here's something that I want you to take into consideration as we wrap up the broadcast for today. Number one, death is an appointment set by God. It is set in eternity past, and we cannot change it. You know, we are constantly making and breaking appointments in life. But one appointment that has been made by God that will not be changed is the appointment of death. It is set by God. And secondly, and I got ahead of myself there a moment, but the second point to recognize is that death is not only an appointment set by God, but it is an appointment that cannot be changed. Because God has established it, we cannot determine that we're going to live longer. Now, you know, you often hear people say, well, if you eat right and you live right and you exercise right, you'll live a longer life. No, no. You might live a life that is more physically fit, but none of us can ever extend our life for 1 second, because it's appointed unto man a time to die. It's appointed unto you and me a specific time to die, and that appointment cannot be changed. And so death is an appointment set by God. It's an appointment set by God that cannot be changed, and it's an appointment that is set by God that is imminent, which means that it could occur at any moment. In James chapter 4 and verse 14, it tells us that our life is just as a vapor. It appears for a little time and then vanishes away. You could die today, and so could I. That's an appointment, that's definite, that is set by God. And so the question is, how can we prepare for death? Well, the answer for that is found in John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26, where the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking, and he's talking to Martha there just before he brought forth Lazarus out of the grave. It says, Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" And basically what he's talking about there is our spiritual life. You see, when we're born into this world, we are spiritually dead. But when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we are made spiritually alive, and we will never die. We will spend eternity with Jesus Christ in heaven, in a land without tears, and a time without end. And so the way to have victory over death is through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and receive eternal life by trusting Christ as Savior. Beloved, you're going to die sometime. It could be today. And the only way to be ready for that is to know Jesus Christ as Savior and have the eternal life that he has to give. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Well, thank you for joining me today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And that's why we say, the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen indeed.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.